And what's the mood in the O'Neill County this week?
Well, I suppose the mood in the O'Neill County, Tom, is one of quiet determination to try and go out and show that Tyrone are still a force to be reckoned with in Ulster football. And really that is the challenge facing the county going into Sunday's game, because obviously Derry have already laid down the gauntlet with their trouncing of Armagh last Sunday in the semi-final, and now Donegal are poised to do the same. And I suppose Tyrone and Armagh have been the dominant teams in the province since 1999, so the challenge is there for Tyrone to go out and show that they're capable of beating Donegal. Donegal are the informed team, and Tyrone have obviously suffered a big defeat at the hands of them back in the National League a few months ago. So really it's a very significant game from a Tyrone point of view.
And what's the feeling in Tyrone about the current team and where they're at this year? You know, I'm not talking about it in the past, but this year, would they be happy with where they're at so far?
Well, I think people are generally adopting a wait-and-see attitude in terms of the Tyrone team at the moment. Obviously, I suppose we were disappointed. People generally were disappointed at maybe not getting promotion to the league. But the win over Monaghan in the first round a few weeks ago has sort of, you know, has restored a certain amount of confidence. And as a result of that, you know, we're going into this Donegal game. Donegal are the informed team. There's maybe doubts surrounding the Tyrone team as a result of the relegation from Division 1 last year, the disappointing defeat by Dublin in the All-Ireland quarter-final, and I suppose this year's National League performance overall. So you have a lot of players there who are veterans of the three All-Ireland wins during the past decade, and the question is whether they can lift themselves to those levels again. And really those questions at the moment are there to be answered, and I don't think anybody can really say with any certainty what way they will be answered, because obviously the Monaghan game was something that you had the likes of Brian McGuigan, Stephen O'Neill, Brian Duher, all those players were there and they all did reasonably well. And Mickey Hart is very keen to stress that, you know, it's not a matter of age and it's not a matter of experience, it's a matter of ability. And he's quite right in saying that, but I'm sure in the confines of the dressing rooms, he's also saying to them, it's time to show that you've still got that ability, and what better place than at Clonus this weekend.
And how would Donegal be viewed in Tyrone?
Well, Donegal are viewed as a very talented team at the moment, in terms of you have the likes of Michael Murphy, who obviously is I don't want to call him a boy wonder, because, you know, but really that's what he is in terms of being an under-21 captain last year and a very, very talented footballer who has been coming through the ranks. So there would be a wariness about Donegal as a result of that, and as a result of the win that they recorded in the league, and also the couple of wins over Cavan and Antrim so far in the championship. Now, so there's certainly a cautious approach to be adopted to them. But at the same time, I don't think Tyrone are, well, I know that Tyrone aren't afraid of the challenge and will be going out to sort of try and show that they are, as I say, that force to be reckoned with. But certainly people have a huge amount of respect for that Donegal team, because there are so many players, the likes of Ciarán Lacey, Kevin Cassidy, you know, Rory Kavanagh, who are well known and who are renowned as very talented footballers and have proved their worth in the past.
And tell me, what do you make of the Tyrone selection?
The Tyrone selection, I suppose the big talking point is in terms of Joe McMahon's return, and that's a very important one, because obviously he will be there to probably mark the likes of maybe McFadden or Michael Murphy. And I suppose apart from that, it was fairly much as expected. And I think Mickey Hart has gone for a fairly experienced team that he hopes will deliver the goods on Sunday.
And tell me, in terms of Tyrone, how important is an Ulster final and getting to an Ulster final in the general scheme of things?
I think this year, Tom, it's especially important. And it's especially important for a number of years, a number of reasons. Obviously, they're going for three in a row. But then there's this sort of nagging doubt that maybe they are slightly past it in terms of being a real force, and they're anxious to go out and prove that that's not the case. And really now the Ulster Championship is perfectly set up for Tyrone to do that. Because if they end up winning the Ulster title, it will have been done very much the hard way, because you have Donegal on Sunday. Donegal, I would say, are going into this game as favourites as a result of their couple of performances in the Championship to date, and also the fact that they beat Tyrone so handsomely in Omagh in the National League. But then, if you get through Donegal, you then have a Derry team that's very much on form at the moment, that absolutely annihilated Armagh last Sunday. So Tyrone people are saying, right, this is an Ulster Championship that would certainly be a very worthy competition to win. And then there's this unspoken thing that they want to do it for Mickey Hart and the difficulties that he has obviously experienced this year so far and is still obviously experiencing. And there was a solidarity throughout that team before this year, but it's especially so now. Now it's something that the players will be very determined in a very cautious way and in a very unspoken way, but they'll know themselves that this is the time to deliver on the promise that they have shown through the years and delivered upon through the years, and this is a chance to really prove their greatness once and for all.